Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Days with Murph. Today on the show, we have music from Hannah Ellis, Wildfire, and Sarah Bass. And we also have my good friend, just Kelly Adams, stepping into the guest co-host chair. We'll also be talking about the times that a Wildfire has been on the show. This should be fun. And with that being said, let's welcome today's guest co-host, the lovely Miss Jess Kelly Adams. Hey, Jess, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. Me and you were talking off air, and I can already tell this is going to be such a fun show.
It is. I can tell as well.
So, with all that being said, I want to go back to last week and see where we left off the countdown. At number three last week, we had the brand new one from Kelly Bannon, John Who. Number two song last week was another brand new one from my friend Carolyn Miller, with Unbreakable. And the number one song last week was yet another brand new song from Tess Muskaluk, with a Camouflage. So, with all that being said, again, I wanted to thank you for doing this today, Jess.
Thank you for having me. I'm so thrilled to hear all these songs, and you play some really good music, so I'm thrilled to be on the show. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate that. What do you say we dive into this week and see which songs made the countdown?
Heck yeah, let's do it.
All right. Coming in this week at number three is a brand new one from a new artist, Hannah Ellis. I've played Hannah once before on the show with I Love You So What, but this is Hannah's brand new song called Home and a Hometown on Indie Country Radio. Coming in at number three this week.
There ain't nothing like waking up too early at my mom's house, 'cause every wall's paper thin and my family talks too loud. But I do the same, it's just how we're raised. But I feel just as right across state lines in my downtown apartment. I can barely afford the concrete floors and the limited parking, but I can't see myself anywhere else, 'cause I got a high. The candy thrown faces I know, head to the lake after. Think fireworks show that I've always known. Head back to Monday night, half price wine. Barcelona. Always me and him and our best friends don't order cause they know us. 200 miles apart, don't feel that far.
That was Hannah Ellis with Home in a Hometown. The
very
video
nice.
For that song,
I love that.
The video for that song actually dropped a couple of days ago. Have you seen it, Jess?
I haven't. I know I've seen a little like snippets here and there, but I haven't seen the full video yet. Is it really cool?
It is so cool. I will send you the link to it as soon as we're done here. It actually dropped on CMT. I think either yesterday or the day before. CMT premiered it.
That's so cool. I love that song. I love the concept of, you know, having two homes.
Mm-hmm.
Having
you
the
know,
best of both
you know,
worlds.
And, yeah, it is, and speaking of videos and stuff coming out, as a radio host, nothing makes me happier than seeing that, especially with people that I support in the industry, and whenever there's a video premiere or a new song or whatever dropping, and I get a hold of it. It literally takes every fiber of my being not to just cry my face off, because I'm just so incredibly proud of them.
It takes a lot of work to get a video done, to just be an artist. A lot of details that go into everything you do that a lot of people don't know about. So I appreciate you and wanting to know more about what it takes to be an artist. So thank you so very much.
You know, before I got into the country industry 4 years ago, this was my view of the country industry. The music industry in general. It was you make a record, get on the radio, boom, instant fame. That's not
right.
How it works at all.
No.
That's absolutely not how it works.
There's a lot more avenues, which is great. There's a lot more opportunities, but at the same time, you have to master all those opportunities, and there's a lot more to it.
Yeah, and the more I'm getting, the deeper I'm getting into the industry, the more I'm realizing that you guys bust your tails every day for this. And
yeah. And
I have just none of respect for y'all and what you do.
Well, I have a lot of respect for what you do. Congrats on everything you have going on, the award show and getting your name out there. Bravo. That's a lot of work, too.
You know, and speaking of the award show, I'm glad you brought that up because when I was approached about co-hosting this thing, I was like, this has to be some cruel joke right now. But apparently it's not. So.
No. Not, yeah.
But,
I think it's
you know, it's the same way I felt when I saw my name, in the nominees for the National Universe Awards this past May.
Right.
I mean, I was nominated with some pretty big names in the industry, like Betsy Spina, Bobby Bones, Stormy Warren. Then there's little old me. I'm like, wait, what?
Dream come true.
And it was, I'm going to be honest with you, it was validating because for the first 2 years of this radio show, I covered another industry, and for my own sanity, I've had to get out of that industry. And music's always been my passion, so.
Yeah.
So I made the switch to music 4 years ago, and there were a lot of questions. I mean, would the show be accepted by the country industry, by the artists, by the fans, but by the media themselves? And it really has. So.
Yes. I see it. It's very, very cool.
You know, and
congratulations. That's a lot of hard work.
Yes. I appreciate you for that. And dream came true for me about 3 months ago. A dream came true. I got to interview two of my mentors in this industry. Within a week of each other.
What? Who?
Betsy Spina, and CMT's Katie Cook.
Wow, that is so cool.
I was like,
did it go well?
First off, they are two of the sweetest, kindest people on this planet.
Aww.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
That makes me so happy.
But when I booked the interviews and I got confirmation that it was going to happen, I sat there for 10 minutes staring at the emails. I was like, this is actually happening, Marv. Wow. I sat there for 10 minutes looking at the emails.
Well, you know, I think that's incredible that, you know, you take the time to literally smell the roses and just take in the success and accomplishment and acknowledge what you've accomplished, you know? A lot of people don't do that. A lot of people just keep moving forward, and which is great. But I also think there's something extremely healthy about just living in the moment and, you know, having gratitude for what you have right now.
You know, I say this all the time on social media. I say this all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like as a host, I have a responsibility to the industry that I love and respect, and I don't take that lightly, and I don't take that for granted.
Right.
So, Do you want to get back to the music and see who's at number two this week?
Yes, let's do.
Awesome. Number two this week is an artist I've seen live. Sarah Bass. And this is her brand new song, Something About It, at number two this week on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
There's something about it, your kiss electrifies. Kind of like magic, it's fantastic, the way the sparks fly. Take a chance and lean on it.
And I'm not knocking them, don't sound as good live as they do on the record, but Sarah Beth is one of them that does.
Aw, that is so sweet. I hope she's listening. Sarah Bath, I hope you're listening in.
Me and you both. I didn't have a chance to meet her that night at the awards. I wish I would have stayed for the after party because I probably would have gotten to. But like you, I've been a fan of Sarah Beth for a long time. So.
Yeah. There's something special, definitely.
Yeah. Before we get into the number one song that's coming up, what's coming up for you in the next few months or so?
Yeah, I've been in Ohio. I just did an Ohio run with a few shows. Your co-host normally, Craig, he came out to one of them. He flew in from New Jersey, which was so sweet. I couldn't have asked for a greater gift. That was so awesome. But I just hope to keep playing out. I know he's trying to help me get some gigs up in New York. And so that's the next step. Just keep making music. And I just released my record, hard copies, though. I don't have it digitally out there yet for anybody to hear. Hopefully soon. But I'm so thrilled with, you know, the 8 songs that we have. And yeah, I'm just like you. I'm on cloud 9, and I'm just living the moment right now.
Right, exactly. Once you release the record digitally, I will be more than happy to play it on the show for you.
Woo, that would be so awesome. Thank you so much, Murph.
Absolutely. Because I feel like, as a host, if we have you guys on, whether it's for indie country radio or a full interview, it's my job to help promote you guys in any way I possibly can.
Well, yes, you know, that's a huge part about radio is and radio hosts. It's, you know, to have you all behind us and help spread our music to as many people as possible. So thank you again for having me on the show, and I can't wait for my song to be played. That'd be really, really cool.
It's gonna be awesome. You know, the way I feel about it is number one, I love seeing good people succeed, and if this radio show can be a stepping stone for a guest to that next thing, whatever it is, the next gig or the next interview or whatever, I feel like I've more than done my job.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly.
So, are you ready for the
number
one song of the week?
Song? Yes,
yep.
Let's hear it.
Before we play it, though, I've interviewed this duo a couple of times on the show. They've become such good friends of mine, and they're just so super talented. This is the brand new song from a country duo Wildfire. This is called Cure on Indie Country Radio at number one. Here we go.
My love is turned from red to gray. Sometimes I replay a three-letter phrase I used to say. Now I need you like I never had before. Your rhythm
And at number one this week, that was Wildfire with Cure. Can you believe those two are only teenagers?
What? No.
Yep.
How old are they? Do they live in Nashville?
They actually live in Texas.
Oh, my word. That's incredible.
They sound like they're in their mid-20s, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Great voices. Very mature. What the heck?
You know, I heard this song for the first time, and I messaged them on Twitter. I was like, y'all, you sound 10 years older than what you actually are. I'm just amazed at this point.
Yeah, I am too. Rock on. They already have a really good head start.
Yeah. What did you think of the countdown as a whole?
I thought it was very, very strong. I'm a huge fan. You know, I'm now a huge fan of Wildfire, but Sarah Beth and Hannah Gray Ellis, I have major respect for them. So, like I said, I think before we went on the radio, as we were talking a little bit, you have great taste in music, and I'm very happy that you asked me to be on the show and help co-host. I've never co-hosted a show before, and so thank you for giving me this awesome experience.
Absolutely. You know, and I do this for two reasons. One, I like having an artist co-host the show because they can dive deeper into the music like sonically, musically, and they can dissect it a lot better than I can. Two, I want to give you guys a little taste of what a co-hosting is like. In case you guys are ever asked to co-host anything in the future, and you've got a little
experience.
Experience under your belt. So I do that for two reasons.
Well, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, where can people find you online if they want to keep up with your music and your career and stuff?
Of course. My website, you know, it has all my social media links on there. It is www.jess. Kelly, K-E-L-L-I-E, Adams.com. And my Facebook and Instagram, it's all Jess Kelly Adams as well.
Awesome.
And I'm very active. I reply right away. And I would love to meet everyone that's listening.
Awesome. So I think I'm going to let you go and wrap things up, but thank you again for doing this. This has been great.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for all you do for country music.
Well, it's absolutely my pleasure. And like
Aww.
I told you, I have so much love and respect for this industry that I just want to see it thrive.
Yeah. Us too. Us too, Murph.
Well, I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your evening, but thank you again for doing this.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed our time.
All right, I'll talk to you later. And we have to set up a full interview in the future sometime.
Yes. Please, please.
Awesome. I'll talk to you later, Jess, okay?
Okay, bye, Murph.
All right, bye. Well, hope you guys enjoyed this week's Indie Country Radio. Before we get out of here, I wanted to tell you guys that Monday at 4:30 Central, I will be opening the phone lines for 1 hour because it's the show's 6-year anniversary, and I'm just so beyond excited for any and all past guests and co-hosts that want to call in. You're absolutely more than welcome. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Quick Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.